Well, as you know, Instagram is all about reels. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes you're just like, I don't have the creativity today. I don't have any idea what is working right now in terms of reels. I mean, it can be very frustrating. Things are always changing. So I want to share with you a free tool, a free resource. It's a reels template. Brock and I created this together. It gives you 10 simple to use templates for reels. Basically, you'll see an example, you'll get the audio that you use, it will give you both a video instruction so you can see what you're supposed to do, plus also written instructions, because if you're like me, you're like, wait, I really need this broken down. If that sounds like something that you need, again, it's free. It's a tool that I want to share with you, and you can grab it right now by going to instaclubhub.com/10reels. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/10reels. Reels is spelled R-E-E-L-S. And as always, the link is in our show notes.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe, where we're going to be discussing TikTok, which, if you are unaware, is a social media platform that focuses on short-form vertical videos and is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. TikTok was formerly known as Musical.ly here in the US before being bought out by ByteDance, and has been one of, if not the number one most downloaded social media apps over the last 4 years. Now, the other day, I ran a poll on my Instagram stories and found that about 50% of my followers consider TikTok to be a young person's app. And I think that's progress. I think that's actually a good sign, because I bet if I would have asked that a year ago, or especially 2 years ago, it would have been a much higher percentage of people who believed that TikTok was just for teens, just for young people, just for Gen Z. So the fact that it's 50-50 now actually did kind of surprise me, but it still means that about 50% of people, I think, in my opinion, are thinking about TikTok the wrong way. Because TikTok is absolutely not a young person's app. And let me tell you why with some stats so that you know this isn't just my opinion. First of all, TikTok has over 1 billion users. It took Instagram a really long time. I think it actually took Instagram close to a decade to get to 1 billion users. And in just a few years, TikTok has already surpassed that 1 billion monthly active users mark. And so what that shows us is that there's a lot of flipping people on TikTok. If this was an app that only had a couple hundred thousand users or even a couple million users, you could realistically believe that a lot of those users, maybe even a majority of those users, are under the age of 18 or quote unquote young people. But with 1 billion people on the platform, that's 1 out of every 8 people on the planet. 1 out of every 8 people on the planet has a TikTok profile. So that alone should show you that statistically speaking, it's not just a young person's app. Also, when you actually look at the demographic breakdown of how many people are on TikTok in what age groups, we find that there are more people over the age of 30 using TikTok every single month than there are under the age of 18. In fact, about 28% of TikTok users are under the age of 18, while 37% of TikTok users are over the age of 30. And actually, 20% of users are over the age of 40. That means that 1 out of every 5 people who is on TikTok is over the age of 40. So no, it's not just an app for teenagers dancing around being goofy. Also, let's talk about that stereotype for just a minute. TikTok very much has this stereotype around it, this belief from a lot of people that it's just an app for dancing, making silly lip sync videos, and nothing of real substantial value. And that's because, again, like I said earlier, it got its start with an app called Musical.ly, where that was really all you could do. It was an app for lip syncing and for dancing. Also, the most popular stars to come out of TikTok, the most popular influencers who gained their celebrity status through TikTok, did so primarily through dancing. And so it makes sense that a lot of people believe that that's all that TikTok is for, but that is absolutely not the case. And in fact, over the last few months, the TikTok algorithm has begun to shift and prioritize original long-form content over short-form trending lip-syncing dancing content. Just like on Instagram with Instagram Reels, people start to see too much of the same trend. They start to get kind of bored with just the same dancing over and over again. And that's generally speaking. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. But people, the users, the consumers of TikTok and Instagram Reels are really leaning more into these original videos, direct to camera, educational, sharing some sort of tip, sharing some sort of story or lesson. And those things are really getting popular on TikTok and on Instagram Reels. And the TikTok algorithm, of course, follows what the users do and wants to give the users more of what they want. And so these original videos where you are speaking directly to camera for 1, 2, even up to 3 minutes are performing better in many cases than a short dancing clip that you post on TikTok. Also, speaking of the algorithm itself is why TikTok has become as popular as it is. The reason that TikTok established itself so quickly as a major voice at the social media table was because of how much money they spent on their algorithm, refining it and making it better than any other social media platform. I firmly believe that when it comes to consuming content, the TikTok algorithm is number one. Hey, Brock, what do you think the best decision in the history of your business has been? Well, Brock, I think the answer to that question will surprise you. Most people will think it's posting a lot of reels or getting super consistent, or maybe even starting on TikTok way back in 2019. But my real answer to that question is hiring my first virtual assistant. You see, when I hired my first virtual assistant, it allowed me so much more free time to focus on the things that actually were going to make a big difference in my business. And it allowed me to still be a real human being and care about my family and prioritize my mental health and being a college football player at the time. Because you see, too many of us spend our days managing the little tiny details, scheduling meetings, replying to emails, comments, and direct messages, and checking off all of those daily routine tasks rather than focusing on what only we can do, rather than focusing on our vision, our special gifts and skills that we uniquely possess as business owners. You need that extra time to do what only you can do. And that's where our friends at Belay can help. Belay is the partner that you need to take your organization or business to the next level with its scalable staffing solutions. Partnering with Belay can help you shift from trying to do it all to focusing your energy on where it's going to do the most good. Delegating also empowers you to courageously focus on your own strengths and delegate your weaknesses, which is one of the best things a great leader does. Belay is currently offering a free download of their CEO's book, Rise Up and Lead Well, How Leveraging an Assistant Will Change Your Life and Maximize Your Time. Just text TRIBE to 55123 for your free copy. That's TRIBE to 55123. Accomplish more, juggle less, modern staffing from Belay. The TikTok algorithm is what's called a content-based algorithm, while most other social networks have a social-based algorithm. And I'll give you a really simple definition of what these two things are. The content-based algorithm that TikTok has is all about the content. It's all about what kind of things are you engaging with? What are you watching? How long are you watching them for? What other people are also watching those kinds of videos? And what kind of videos do they like? So everything is driven by the content. And that's why TikTok can be so addicting. That's why scrolling through your TikTok feed can feel like you can't look away and every video just gets better and better and better and more engaging, because it kind of is. TikTok is serving you the content that it thinks you would most like to watch based off your past consumption of content on the app. The difference is most other social media apps have a social component. And there is a social component on TikTok. You do follow people. You can direct message. There is a comment section where you can have conversations, but that's weighted a lot more heavily on other social media platforms. Let's take Instagram, for example, which has a social-based algorithm. Instagram really values who your friends and family are, and they determine who your friends and family are, not by looking at ancestry.com, but by seeing who you interact with. So Instagram really cares about the who. Who are you interacting with? What accounts are you following? What accounts are you engaging with? While TikTok cares about the what. What content are you watching? What videos are you engaging with? What kinds of posts keep you on the platform for longest? So that's really the difference between the two. And that's why TikTok can be so addicting and why it's grown in popularity so quickly and why people are spending so much time on the app. The algorithm is truly what sets it apart. Speaking of how much time people are spending on TikTok, studies show that on average, people are spending a whopping 95 minutes. That's over an hour and a half per day on the platform. And on average, every single time someone opens the TikTok app, they spend 8 minutes on the platform. That is huge. That's bigger than any other social network. That's bigger than even Facebook and Instagram, which is surprising in my opinion, because there's really only one quote unquote kind of content on TikTok. Now, they have started to introduce some other things. Recently, they started to introduce TikTok stories. They introduced a new thing called TikTok Now, which is very similar to Be Real, which we've done an episode of Build Your Tribe about in the past. So there are a few other kinds of content. You can now post photo-based TikToks, but really it's all about these short form vertical videos. And with only this one kind of content, TikTok is able to hold people's attention for longer than any other social media platform. And I appreciate you for listening this long already and trusting me up until this point of the episode. And I hope that your eyes don't hurt from rolling them into the back of your head, groaning about, ugh, here we go. Another social media platform. Brock's going to tell me I have to get on TikTok. Now I have to add more to my plate. Now I have to outsource more and hire another person who makes it their full-time job just to run my TikTok. Listen, I am going to tell you that you should be on TikTok. I highly recommend it. I've been recommending it since 2019. It's still not too late, and I still do recommend getting on TikTok. But the beauty is, so many of us are already creating and sharing Instagram Reels. We're already making Instagram stories. We're already posting on Facebook Reels. And so you might as well take that content and share it on TikTok. And while we're having this conversation, share it on YouTube Shorts as well. But if you're just getting started on TikTok, don't burden yourself by constantly having to create more content or double the amount of work. Instead, just take the videos that you're already sharing on Instagram and share them on TikTok. Is that the best long-term strategy for crazy success on TikTok? No, but it's enough to get the ball rolling. And then as your business grows, as your TikTok account starts to take off, as you start to free up more time or outsource and delegate more of your tasks, then maybe you can start to strategically up-level your TikTok content, improving the quality and the quantity so that you can really make TikTok a legitimate part of your business. And part of the reason I wanted to record an episode on TikTok is because of a regret that I have myself. You see, I blew up on TikTok in 2019 with a series of silly, goofy dancing videos in my college football locker room and literally went from zero to 300,000 followers in a matter of a few days. It was a wild time on TikTok. It was like the Wild West. Any video that I posted was going viral, and I was disappointed if it got less than 500,000 views. I was having 12, 3, 9, 7 million views back to back to back. It was crazy. But then I changed my niche and I realized that I wanted to use TikTok as a business platform, not just a platform for silly, goofy dancing videos. And not only did I change my niche, before doing that, I took a long break from TikTok. I was super inconsistent. I was posting super irregularly. So now I have 300,000 followers who aren't very interested in what I'm posting about. And a lot of them forgot that I even exist because I stopped posting for so long. And so I've decided to relaunch my TikTok account. I started about a month ago. And if you want to follow me, it's Brock11Johnson over on TikTok. But that's not my point. My point is that I don't want you to pass up this opportunity. And if I can dig myself out of this hole, which I have been so far, my engagement has been going up, my followers have been trending in the right direction. And if I can dig myself out of this hole, then I think you can, starting from the ground, put yourself in a really great position. So I want to share some of my top TikTok tips with you, which is quite a tongue twister. Top TikTok twists, I can't say that seven times fast. I can't say it one time. So with that in mind, let's talk about some of my best advice for growing on TikTok. First and foremost, you have to have a niche. I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear, but step one for growing on TikTok is the same as step one for growing on any other social media platform, and that's that you need a niche. And the more niche down you get, the better. Because again, like we were talking about earlier, the TikTok algorithm is really, 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 really smart. It can serve your video to directly and explicitly the right kind of person who needs to see it. I'm shocked every single day at the kind of content that I get delivered to me on TikTok. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did it know that I would like this? So the more niche your content can be, the easier it will be for the algorithm to know who to show your posts to. That's number one. Number two is on TikTok, create multiple versions of every single video that you share. And this goes back to the idea of quantity, and it goes back to the idea that TikTok is a content-based algorithm. So people aren't going to be seeing your content just because they follow you. Just because someone starts following you doesn't mean that they're going to see every video you post. They're probably not even going to see the majority. They're probably not even going to see very many of the videos that you post. So when you're creating content on TikTok, create multiple versions of the same trend. If that means lip syncing the same audio a few different times, or changing up the lighting, or changing up what you're wearing, or changing up your editing and your delivery style, but delivering ultimately the same idea or the same content, do that. Because if not, you're basically saying, hey, I'm stepping into the batter's box, and whatever pitch I get thrown from the pitcher, I'm swinging at. It might be a bad pitch. You might not have your best swing. You might not make contact with the ball. So you might as well allow yourself to swing multiple times, have multiple at-bats or multiple trials, if you will, at figuring out what kind of content is going to do best. And then you could, if you wanted to, delete the ones that aren't doing well and just leave the one that is doing well. Or you might as well just leave all of them, because just like on Instagram Reels, TikToks can gain popularity and start gaining views and engagement weeks or even months after they were originally posted. So that's why my second tip is to focus on quantity. And a great way to do that is to create multiple versions of the same trend. Tip number three is to create fast and press post. You've heard me go on enough rants, just post that dang video. Stop saving it in your drafts, stop overthinking it, stop worrying if it's going to be as good as someone else's or as good as what you posted yesterday. Create fast and press post. Stop overthinking it. It's the only way you're going to reach the level of quantity needed in order to grow on TikTok. Tip number four. Use saved folders. Just like you can create saved categories on Instagram to save different posts within, use those on TikTok to get ideas, inspiration. I'm constantly saving great hook examples, great storytelling examples, great vlog editing, great transition ideas, great trending audios that I think could be applicable to my niche, easy dances that I'm going to learn and try to recreate for my Instagram Reels. Save those posts, and don't just save them so they go in a general big old mosh pit folder. Save them into different categorized subfolders. Tip number five, and this might be a little bit confusing. Quality is what matters on TikTok. And I know you're like, but Brock, you just went on a rant about quantity and how I need to be posting more. Yes, that is true. But let's remember what I've said multiple times about the content-based algorithm. Ultimately, it is the quality of your content that will set you apart on TikTok. Now, I think you know where this is going. How do you get to that quality? How do you get to that level of quality? How do you make great content? You practice, practice, practice. The way that you get to a great level of quality is not to try to make a great post. It's to try to make a lot of posts. It's to focus on quantity. When you post more, your posts will get better over time and your quality will naturally improve.
I'm sure you already know that text messages have a 98% open rate and a 30% click-through rate. I mean, you can't beat it. Obviously, an overwhelming number of our episodes are about social media marketing, right? Like, this is a great way to reach your customers. But is it? I mean, it's difficult, right? And we know that such a very small fraction of our audience is seeing our social media posts, which we're putting a ton of time into. So if a lot of us are ignoring emails and most of us aren't seeing the majority of the social media posts from the people that we do follow, what is it that does capture our attention? Answer, a text message. Am I right? I mean, how many unanswered text messages do you have, relatively speaking, compared to the number of unseen social media posts or never opened emails? It's huge, and it works for absolutely every kind of business. I don't care what kind of business it is you're trying to grow. If you need to speak to your customers, if you need to get the attention of your customers, you need to send them a text. I want to tell you about a program called Simple Texting that could totally take your business to the next level. I mean, we text our customers when there are sales and promotions. We text our customers to remind them when we're going live. We text our customers when their free trial is about to expire. We text our customers and let them know, hey, if you have questions about the Marketing Impact Academy, hit us back. Like, texting allows you to have a two-way conversation with your customers. And the cool thing about Simple Texting, plans start as low as $29 a month. But I do understand if you've never tried something like that, you don't know if it will work with your customers. Well, we have set up a really cool opportunity for people who listen to Build Your Tribe. You get to try simple texting for free for 14 days. And you can figure out for yourself what happens when you text your audience. Are they going to ignore it? Do they open it? It only takes a few minutes to create an account, and you can literally start testing this today. You're going to get 500 free credits today by texting. Are you ready? We're going to text right now. The podcast keeps playing. Just open up your messages. Are you ready? Now, to this number, 833-2-TRY-SMS, okay? So again, I'll give you the number, and then I'm going to tell you what to text me. 833, the number 2, then TRY-SMS. And the word that I want you to text is tribe. You'll immediately get a reply, and that's going to give you 500 free credits. Plus, you can start your free trial for 14 days. Again, the plans are as low as $29 a month if it's something that you love. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Try it out.
One of my favorite anecdotes about this was a college professor of photography split his class into two different sections. Section number one was tasked with taking as many photos as they could. Their goal for the semester was just quantity. They were supposed to take thousands and thousands and thousands of photos, not worrying about editing or composition or anything like that. Just take as many photos as possible. And then at the end of the semester, they were asked to submit their 10 best photos. Section number two was told that they were supposed to take only the best photos. They were only allowed to take 30 photos for the entire semester. And then at the end of the semester, they had to submit their best 10. His instruction to them was to make sure your photos count. Make sure they're super high quality. Make sure that they are what you want to put your stamp of approval on, because you're only going to get a limited number for the entire semester. And at the end of the semester, the group number one, the group that was told to just focus on quantity and taking thousands and thousands of photos, their photos blew the rest of the class away. They were exponentially better than group number two. And so the point of this story is to stop focusing on quality and instead focus on quantity, and your quality will naturally improve. Tip number six for growing on TikTok is to use specific hashtags. Currently on TikTok, I'm recommending using between 3 and 5 super specific hashtags. And when I say super specific, I mean that these hashtags should be multiple words long and should be super specific to what you're posting about. So if I'm, let's say, turning this podcast today into a video on TikTok, I wouldn't do hashtag tips, hashtag TikTok advice. I would do hashtag TikTok marketing strategy for entrepreneurs. That might be a little bit long, but I think you get what I'm saying. I wouldn't do hashtag love, hashtag fitness, hashtag entrepreneur, hashtag business. No, no, no. I'm going to get super specific. I'm going to say hashtag TikTok tips for growth 2023. Something that is very niched down and very applicable to the content that I'm actually sharing. I'm going to use about 3 to 5 of those hashtags. I don't want to overload the algorithm and put 17 different hashtags on my post. You probably won't even have enough characters to fit all those in, but 3 to 5 post-specific hashtags. And then tip number 7 for growing on TikTok is one that I've kind of already talked about during this episode, and that's that original long-form content is a real way to set yourself apart on TikTok. When other people are just recreating trends and they're lip syncing the same audio that everyone else is doing, they're kind of blending in with the crowd. They're kind of getting lost in the wash. They're kind of a small fish in a big sea. When instead, if you're creating original content, content that's more than just 7 seconds long, it's 30 seconds or it's a minute or it's up to 3 minutes, which TikTok videos can be now, you're going to stand out from the crowd. You're going to really deliver some value, some education, some knowledge, and that's what's going to lead to followers. People are getting stingy with who they're following on TikTok and really across social media as a whole nowadays. We don't just follow people willy-nilly like we used to. We follow people who we feel can really serve us or add value to us or whose content we really enjoy. And a great way to create that kind of content is to focus on creating your own authentic content. You speaking directly to camera in your own tone, in your own pacing, in your own style, original content, storytelling, giving tips or education or lessons, or just sharing some resources that you've recently learned about yourself. It's a great way to stand out and to grow on TikTok. But the bottom line, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Just start posting. create a TikTok account today, or if you already have one, restart that same account, start posting consistently, start posting every single day, multiple times a day, and eventually you'll start to see success. You'll start to see growth. You'll start to see your followers trending in the right direction. And ultimately, TikTok is a great way to build your tribe. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.